I usually run out of time before I can tell people much about the cost savings programs available to us, but you can get more details in the Medicare and You book or online once you understand the basics of how these things work. These programs are for people with limited income, but there is one I'll get to in a minute that really reaches quite a large number of Westchester County residents. The chart on page 14 of the presentation PDF is once again divided in half. On the left are programs to help with medical costs, and on the right are programs for drug costs. The yellow ones are run by the states. The blue one on the top right is a federal program. I'll start on the left, the medical side, with Medicaid, which is run by the individual states and helps people with the lowest incomes. We're not trained in that at all, so you'll have to call the Department of Senior Programs and Services at the county level. They'll look at your income, but in New York State, not your assets. That's your bank account, any stocks, bonds, IRAs, and the like. The DSPS number is in the useful telephone numbers PDF on the webpage under Westchester County, down at the bottom, starting with 813. If your income is a little higher than the Medicaid cap, you might qualify for a Medicare Savings Program, or an MSP. Medicaid looks at your income and it looks at your assets, but New York State doesn't look at your assets when it's evaluating you for an MSP. Most of the country has three levels of income here, but New York State has only two of them. The first MSP level above Medicaid is for qualified Medicare beneficiaries, and they use the term Quimby for this. New York State Medicaid will pay the Part B premiums for Quimby people, and they'll pay the copays and the deductibles. It's really inclusive. The level of income above the Quimby is QI, which stands for qualifying individual. New York State Medicaid will only pay the Part B premiums here, not the copays or the deductibles. And there are too many details for me to get into a lot about these programs here. You can consult all your resources to find out more about them. But you can also try to download and do this yourself with an MSP application from the web. I tried to do this once for somebody, and we only got so far. So I had to call social services to ask for help, and they said send in what I had, and they would do the rest. But the good thing is, very importantly, that when you qualify for an MSP, it means you get a back door into extra help, which we're coming to in a second on the right side of the chart. You'll sometimes see the term LIS used instead of extra help. LIS stands for Low Income Subsidy, and that's a federal program to help people with lower incomes with the cost of their drugs. Now, this program will cover your Part D premium up to the benchmark and keep your copays very small as well, particularly for generics. The benchmark premium for New York State in 2025 will be $72.34, but it's different in each state. We're not the highest or the lowest nationwide here in New York. It eliminates any Part D penalty you may have. You apply for it at Social Security. Remember, it's a federal program. They do want to look at your assets in addition to your income, but if you qualify for a Medicare savings program, extra help gets thrown in regardless of your assets. You can apply for extra help anytime. You need to have a Part D drug plan to get extra help, but if you have employer or union coverage instead, you can choose to stay with those things. Just let Medicare know. But be careful with this, it's tricky. Get a lot of advice from your HR people or from us at the libraries or now calling our helpline. Now for the program that will help a much broader group of people. It's called EPIC, which is run by New York State. It's quite a generous program. People are surprised. It covers singles making up to $75,000 a year and couples up to $100,000. And depending on your income, they put you into one of two structures. The lowest income people, up to $20,000 for singles and $26,000 for joint, will pay a small flat fee for the year. For people with higher incomes, it works by deductibles. They'll have to reach their Part D deductible first, then a specific EPIC deductible on top of that before this program kicks in. So for this last group, there is no fee. The brochure tells you the kind of deductible you can expect. Take a look at it. Be aware that the deductible amount shown in the charts on the application is reduced by $868 in 2025. I'm not sure why they just don't give you the reduced amount in the first place. You must have a Part D plan before Epic can help you. And you can't have another type of drug coverage, like an employer or retiree plan. In that case, you become ineligible for Epic. We recommend everyone who fits into these categories to join Epic because it's a wonderful backup if you really get sick and need expensive drugs. Once you pay those two deductibles, the Part D and the Epic, the state takes over. Oh, you pay some minor amounts, but no comparison to what the full drug cost would have been. Also, Epic allows you to change your drug plan once a year, so if you get hit with something unexpected and you need a drug that's not on your plan's formulary, Epic will allow you to change your plan outside any enrollment period. And that goes for the Part D plan or the Advantage plan with a drug component. This perk is especially important now in 2025 because the people I've asked don't really know yet how Epic is going to work with the $2,000 maximum out-of-pocket that we have this year. But at the very minimum, being in Epic allows you to change your plan once a year, should you need to. You can download the application for Epic from our webpage, or you can try finding it online. A long form has replaced the shorter version, and they encourage you to use this longer form, but you still may be able to use the shorter version if your income is high enough, so they don't have to consider you for the federal extra help program. Now, the drug companies can lower prices on a case-by-case basis, and hospitals have a charity care policy where they can apply a sliding scale for drug copays. Pharmacies might have a promotional price for a short time, but you can only use these during the initial part of the year, but not during the catastrophic part of the year. There's a pharmaceutical assistance tool on Medicare.gov, and you can get to it by putting pharmaceutical assistance into the search bar there. And if you're using the plan finder we talked about in Chapter 4, you can click on the link. It says, see if there's help to lower costs for the drugs you take. Another thing you can try is the Medicine Assistance Tool. That's at mat.org, mat.org. Enter your meds there one by one. There's also something called Good Days, a nonprofit organization that has resources for life-saving and life-extending treatments. And for that, you just go to mygooddays.org. Look around that website. And you can also contact various other organizations for financial help. Some of these are diagnosis-specific, others handle prescription drugs. Just a few more things to help reduce costs. You've seen the discount cards around, which you can use to see if they can get you a cheaper price for your specific medicines. They don't work with your Part D plan, but you can buy drugs separately with them. And sometimes you can get the drug manufacturer itself to bring down the cost. You can also try getting coupons from GoodRx. That doesn't work with your Part D plan either, but it might have a financial benefit. I have no idea of the quality of the medications these services provide. I'm just saying that you could look into them. People sometimes ask their doctors to submit prescriptions to a Canadian pharmacy. These also won't work with the Part D plan, but it is legal. Vets can get their drugs from the VA, and the reason why they're cheaper through the VA is because that's the only agency in the United States that's been allowed to negotiate prices with Medicare. Be aware that there are government health centers providing care regardless of your ability to pay. They're funded by the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA. For the rest of us, until this system is changed, we have to put up with insurance companies acting as middlemen and taking a share of what we pay for our services and medicines.